Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing and commenting. I really appreciate the support. I'm actually sitting in a beanbag thingy that they gave me at this villa that I'm at. It's quite comfortable actually. I'm surprised, you know, sometimes I look at these things and I'm like, they cannot be comfortable, but they actually are. Random side tidbit. So in this one, I wanted to speak to you about bad timing in INFJs. This is because this has been coming up over and over again for me in the emails that non-INFJs have been sending me. And so I thought, you know, let me actually do a video about it because it seems very confusing to the non-INFJs why it takes an INFJ so long to get over their past relationship. I mean, they should be over it by now, no? And so a lot of them actually, you know, messaged me saying, you know, I met this person, they're amazing, they're great, you know, we had an instant connection and now we were doing really well, and you know, I love them or I really like them and I really want to be with them, but they got out of a relationship perhaps 9 months ago or 2 years ago or, you know, a year and a half ago. And it seems like they're not over it yet, because they told me, as one INFJ said, I need time to self-reflect, or, you know, I need time to be on my own, or I just want to be friends. And a lot of the INFJs will message me saying, you know, is this person playing with me? Is this INFJ actually being serious? Like, does it really take them that long to get over a relationship? Or are they just not interested in me? Are they just making up a story? Or are they lying to me? Or are they, you know, playing with me, you know? And, you know, a lot of times I'm actually a bit surprised that they would take this INFJ's words so negatively, because for me, when I look at it, I can see it clearly that the person actually does really care about this non-INFJ, really does want to be with them in a deeper manner, but is just not ready for it. And that's why they're like, well, let's be friends. And then perhaps, you know, over time, once they are over that past relationship, once they've gotten all the lessons that they're supposed to get from it, once they learned everything that they needed to learn from that relationship, once they have grown as an individual, because we just don't want to make the same mistakes that we made in the past relationship in this relationship, right? Like, there's no point being in the same, just repeating the same cycle over and over again. It's such a waste of time, and the INFJ would never want to do this. So we want to make sure that we learn all the lessons that we had to learn from that lesson, from that relationship, that we don't miss out on anything that we're supposed to learn, and that we take the time to just be on our own, because it takes us a long time to get into a relationship, as you might imagine. You know, we finally decide, okay, I think this person's worth it. I think I want to be in a relationship with this person. I think I'm going to give it a go. And then you go into a relationship as an INFJ. It takes a lot of effort to get into it, a lot of effort to be in it, because you spend a lot of time thinking about the person, making sure that they're happy, making sure that you do everything for them. And then it turns out it doesn't work out, right? And then you're like, well, okay. It's a huge blow for an INFJ, because we do try very hard once we are in a relationship to keep the relationship afloat, actually to keep the relationship happy and healthy. And so it feels like a huge failure to us as an INFJ. And it's as perfectionists and as people who are just really careful about having harmony in their relationships, having a relationship break up like that, even if it's not our fault, it feels like a huge disaster. It feels like a huge turn of events that you're like, all right, I need a lot of time to deal with it. I need a lot of time to heal from it. I need a lot of time to learn from it. I need a lot of time just to get over it. Yeah. And so, you know, when I say to the non-INFJs, well, maybe it'll take them 2 years to get over it, because that's usually the amount of time it takes me, sometimes longer, actually, because it depends on the INFJ. Each INFJ is different. Some INFJs might get over it very quickly. Some INFJs might take forever to get over it. Yeah, and they might never get over it. Sometimes some people are 6 years later still getting over their first past relationship. So it really does depend on the INFJ. So, I mean, I'm giving an average. I'm like, you know, maybe wait for 2 years and see how it goes. But of course, you don't want to wait around as friends for 2 years and for something that might never happen, right? So in a lot of cases, I'm like, you know, you might be waiting for a long time for this person and they might never come around. In fact, you know, it might be a waste of time for you. In a lot of cases, it's actually better for you to go on and find someone else, to move forward, to be with someone who's not in this stalemate kind of situation where they're just kind of waiting for something to happen or waiting to get over something. And so my recommendation in a lot of cases is, you know, maybe find someone else. And if not, if you're like really set on being with this INFJ and you really believe that this is the person for you, then be patient. Because really, literally, that's the only thing I can tell you, is the two advice that I can give you is that, you know, be patient. You have to be, because you can't force an INFJ to run faster or move faster than they want to. It's just not the right way to do it, because they're like, you know, like an elephant or like a stubborn dog or something, or a cat. Like, if you kind of force them to do something that they don't want to do, they'll just grind their feet and like never move, and in fact go slower than you want them to go, because they're just like, if you told me to do it, I'm not gonna do it, you know. It's our partly stubborn nature, partly our nature of being autonomous and not wanting to do things the way that other people tell us to do. Whatever it is, don't force the INFJ to go faster than they want to. And so literally what you have to do is wait around, be friends with them, hang out with them, spend time with them, enjoy the time you have with them, and then see how long it takes them to get over the madness that they've created in their head. Because they're literally trying to untangle all the pieces. They're trying to detangle the whole situation and figure out, okay, what did I do wrong? Did I do this? And why did this happen? You know, what happened here? Why did this person break up with me? Or why did they do this? And why were they angry about this? And it's literally be kind of going through the whole relationship to figure out what the lessons are, what we can get out of it, how can we improve and become a better person for the next person that comes along. A better relationship can be created through all of these learnings. And so we don't want to, as I said, make the same mistakes. We don't want to go through the same thing again. So we're going to be spending some time doing that. The longer the relationship, the longer it's going to take us to detangle everything, right? And so if the person was in the relationship for 6 years or 10 years, that's a lot of information to detangle, a lot of information to go through, a lot of information to sift through to figure out what the lessons were and what they need to do in the future. And so it's just going to take them a long time to do it. Some people are faster at it, some people are not. INFJs are the slowest ones of it all. And so as I said, you know, either you kind of decide, okay, I'm sorry, but I like you, but you're not worth the time that I'm going to spend, you know, wasting and not knowing even if that's going to happen in the future. Because in the future, they might decide, I'm sorry, but I just want to be friends with you. And so you're going to be extremely hurt and upset by that. So maybe that's not something that you want to do. Or, you know, be patient and see. Maybe in the future, yeah, they'll be like, yeah, you know, I really like you and I'm glad that you gave me the time and I think I'm ready for a relationship now. And so hopefully that's the case for you, but it might not be. And so really it is the ball is in your court to decide, okay, what do I want to do? Do I want to stick around with this INFJ who is in this situation of being just in a bad timing sort of state, or do I want to leave and find someone else? Yeah. And this is literally what I tell all the people who message me. And interestingly enough, as I said earlier, perhaps, I get a lot of these messages considering that are there that many INFJs who are just coming out of a relationship and then getting into another friendship relationship with a person who really likes them, but they're not ready for it? Like, it's just so funny to me that this happens, this kind of message or email comes to me over and over again. And so I'm guessing what happens is that, you know, the INFJ is in this phase where they're like, I don't care about relationships. I don't want to be with anyone. I'm just going to be myself. I'm just going to have fun. I'm going to relax. I'm not going to care about anything. And in that relaxed state of just having fun and being themselves, they find someone who sees them in their glory and loves them for who they are, and they're just not ready for it. You know, so I think this is just, as I said, it's just the way it works out. Unfortunately, there's nothing you can really do to hurry up the process. I wanted to do this video. I know it's probably not that helpful, and if you're in the situation, you're like, well, this was not helpful, but hopefully it gives you an idea that this is pretty common and you're not the only one in this situation, and it's not your fault. You know, they're not doing it to hurt you. They're not doing it to be rude to you. They're not doing it to play with you. They're not doing it to be against you in any way. We really don't have those intentions. We don't have time for that kind of stuff. We really are doing it just because we need the time to gather ourselves, you know, to realize, okay, what am I doing here? Why did this relationship go sour? Why did it fail? What did I do so wrong that I couldn't even make this relationship work even though I tried so hard? There's a lot of stuff going on in your INFJ right now, and they're just not ready to be in another relationship until they figure everything out. Either you can give them the time and space to do that, or you don't. That is up to you. But no one can tell you what's going to happen in the future. They might end up being with someone else after all that detangling, or they might end up with you, right? This is not something that we can predict. So I hope, again, this helps. And I'm really grateful for all the non-INFJs who are trying so hard to be with their INFJ. It really gives me a lot of hope that every INFJ in the world can find someone and be in a happy, healthy relationship. Again, if you have questions, obviously message me, and I do coaching sessions at $100 an hour. Or I can obviously, you know, negotiate if you're, you know, been affected by the pandemic or by anything else. But I'm trying to be very cognizant of my time. So, and really trying to treat it as precious, because it truly is. So yeah, message me and let's figure something out. Again, thank you so much for your patience and for your time and support in these videos. You've been watching them and sending me so much love, and I really love that. And I shall see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.